Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn here from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as always, go to durangobusiness.org for any of our upcoming programs and events. David with the San Juan Mountain Association. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, and you even rode your bike here.
You betcha.
Yeah.
I'm all about the human power.
Yeah. Well, and I definitely could use that, you know, get on my bike and ride, as the Queen song says. But you guys are a benefactor of the community concerts over at the Rochester.
That we are. Yeah, if you want to come check us out every Wednesday from 5 to 7 in the evenings, just for $10.
Yeah.
You can come enjoy some really great music. There's nine other benefactors of this particular series.
Uh-huh.
And they're all great community groups. So.
Well, and what's really cool is how they combine all the money from every concert, because there's a rainstorm or something, and then they divide it up amongst all the benefactors, so you guys get equal amounts.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it works out great, because it means we all, you know, we work hard to push it out to all of our followers and our fans, and hopefully get, you know, that just a good turnout for the community at large.
Right, and I always say it's really not the Secret Garden, because, you know, Kirk Komuk tells everybody about it. But it's, again, right next to the Rochester Hotel, across from the Leland House. Big shout-outs to those guys for sponsoring. So San Juan Mountain Association, one of the things that I know you guys for is my rock permit. When you want to go up and get some rocks up in the forest and the mountains and the San Juan Mountain, you should have a rock permit.
Absolutely. Same goes for firewood, and you know, if you're out there on a UTV, then there's also a permit for that.
Uh-huh.
And we staff the front desks at all the San Juan National Forest offices. So if you come on into the San Juan Public Land Center here in Durango, or you're out in Bayfield or Dolores, you're going to actually be talking to our staff from San Juan Mountains Association.
And you guys are located here in Durango in the Tech Center.
That's correct.
You go up the Tech Center, turn before you go to dump trash, so to speak, or recycle center, take that right, and then the first left.
You got it.
And the first left.
First left and the first left.
That's right.
And you can't miss it.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that's right. That's correct. You know, then people will be going, wait, it's left or right. But it's really cool what you guys have in there, too, because you walk in, you got an abundance of information about the San Juan National Forest and just the area.
Yeah, we try to keep our bookstores really well stocked with a variety of interpretive materials and guides and guidebooks, you know, relative books that are of interest to the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just have a really wonderful staff that provides great information. We try to keep an eye on local trail updates, and that way for folks that are coming in from out of town, or even from folks who are in town just looking for more information about what's going on out there, that we can be a great resource for that.
And I know I always send people your way, especially if they are going to be going up into the high country and what trails are even open right now because of all the snow we've had. I ran into somebody at Durango Joe's, and they said that a friend of theirs went up to Ice Lakes, and they said, yeah, the lake's still frozen practically. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's so late in the season.
Absolutely. There's quite a few high country lakes that are still totally locked up. And, you know, I was just up at South Mineral this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And most of the folks heading up, they were in gaiters and had trekking poles and micro spikes. And you know, actually just this morning, saw some guys from Backcountry Experience headed up to ski.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, and I know I love four-wheeling and get up in the high country, and Ophir Pass is open, but it looks like it may just be like one lane most of the way.
Yeah, it's one lane up there, and you're driving yourself through 15, 20-foot walls of snow.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how much snow we have. What other trails are now open up in the north? I mean, are there any four-wheel trails that is open up to Animas Forks?
So I know there's been some flooding going on up there, so I'm not sure about just as of today what the current status up to Animas Forks is.
Right.
But yeah, they've just been trying to play it by ear and just making sure that they're not opening things prematurely.
Uh-huh.
Just because there's so much moisture content up high that when it warms up during the day, it's all just rushing down, and trails and roads are all getting flooded.
Yeah, well, and then you combine that with all the avalanches that we have, which amaze me, all the new avalanche runs, and just seeing the the debris and things that have blocked a lot of the roads and or the waterways and, you know, can cause damming. And so, again, be very, very careful. Highly recommend if you're going to go in the high country or back country, go to San Juan Mountain Association out in the tech center and pick up the information because you guys are the experts.
Yeah, and you know, not to discourage anybody from getting out. There's certainly plenty of adventures to be had out in the mountains right now. But just make sure you're on top of the current conditions and keep your heads up because it's a remarkable summer up there followed by after a remarkable winter. So just want to make sure that we're all doing our part to stay safe out there.
So what are some of the things that people should know to stay safe? Is it obviously letting somebody know where they're going?
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, we do our best to preach the seven principles of leave no trace. And first of all is just be prepared. You want to make sure you know where you're going. You want to make sure somebody else knows where you're going. You want to make sure you've got whatever the necessary supplies are going to be for that particular area and for that route. So, you know, make sure you do your due diligence and check your maps and ask folks who have been out there and just be ready for whatever nature can throw at you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, even if you think you're going for a day, have stuff in case you get stuck and have to overnight unexpectedly.
Certainly.
You know, I've got a go bag in my truck. Every time I go four wheeling, I always take the big case, throw it in the back, and figure I could at least survive if I had to. Probably about two or three days out there. You know, with my little portable drinking straw can, you know, because, you know, water is the most important and, you know, some matches, some other things and, you know, things to keep warm with. And again, just that importance of having those things because you never know what could happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if it's not for yourself, if you're helping out somebody who didn't bring enough water, didn't bring enough food, that way you can be there to help out a, you know, fellow traveler in need.
Yeah. So what are some of the other services that San Juan Mountain Association provides?
So, I mean, really what we like to claim is that we empower folks in Southwest Colorado to explore their public lands, learn about their public lands, and get out and protect the spectacular landscapes that we have down here. So, you know, in terms of exploring, that's kind of goes hand in hand with that providing information as to what's open and what's available. In terms of the learning, like I said, we've got our bookstore, tons of great resources, and we also do some outdoor education, and hopefully we'll be pushing forward and expanding those education opportunities. We run the interpretive hikes up at Purgatory.
Okay.
We do education in the schools over in Montezuma County, and you know, we do things like the 416 fire tour that we did just last weekend.
Oh, so. I saw some folks posted that on Facebook and say, you know, it's amazing how Mother Nature starts to recover so quick.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at those before and after photos, it's pretty remarkable just the degree to which it's starting to recover out there.
Right. Now, if somebody's interested in participating, what's the best way to find out information? Is it website, Facebook?
Yeah, the website's great. Facebook, we're really on top of keeping that updated as far as upcoming events and volunteer opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And the website, what is it?
It is sjma.org.
Or San Juan Mountain Association.org, right?
That's correct. And then we're also on Instagram as well, and you can check that at @SJMA_CO.
Okay.
So all three of those are regularly updated, and we do our best to make sure that people are kept in the loop as far as what's going on.
Now, how many of you work over there? Because I'm always amazed at how much stuff you guys do with the small staff numbers.
Yeah, so you know, just within the office alone, we've got about, you know, a half dozen staff, but then we've also got quite a number of volunteers, and we've got part-time staff as well that help out in the various offices across the entire national forest.
Right. Now, if I, you know, I was born and raised in Colorado. I've been in Durango only 39 years. And I'm embarrassed to say there's a lot of places I have not been. If
there's
someone
a lot of
wanted to go
to see out there,
what's that?
There's a lot of places to see out
Well, there certainly are. Well, you know, working at the chamber, we get people coming in. Oh, we're going to go in the, you know, backpacking in the Wiminooch, and I'm like, I should probably do that someday. But you know, what are some of those favorite places that you like to go? That are, you know, maybe if someone has, you know, a day, they can get up, they leave town by 6 a.m, get to the trailhead by, I don't know, 8 o'clock. And then be back off the trail by like 4. Mm-hmm. What would be a place that you would tell somebody, okay, a must-see is, fill in the blank?
So, you know, one of my personal favorites, I really love Highland Mary out of Silverton. You can get up to the lake, and actually from there, you could go for weeks into the Wemenooch from there.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a beautiful hike. You start following up a creek, and you end up at a really open alpine lake.
Nice.
And it's just gorgeous. And it, I think I talked to some folks this weekend who said that they had been up there, so it'd be the same sort of thing as with ice lakes, where there's a good chance you're going to be in some snow, but as long as you come prepared and with the right gear, you can get up there.
Not too bad. Yeah. Well, and I have also heard that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Handy's, I heard, is one of the easiest 14ers to climb.
It is. Yeah, you drive a pretty good ways up as long as you've got a, you know, high clearance vehicle.
Right.
And then it's a fairly mellow hike as far as 14ers go to get up to the top from there.
Yeah, but I highly recommend that you just don't go out, be a weekend warrior, you know, because take three steps, got to breathe, take three steps, got to breathe. And you want to be in condition to do this.
Definitely. And I mean, the altitude will wreak havoc with anybody, regardless of you know, whether it's a short hike or a long hike, you're going to feel 14,000 feet.
Well, and I remember doing Mount Sneffels years and years ago, and it was I was a lot younger, but yeah, just going up and the, you know, five steps, 10 steps and breathe, breathe, breathe. And coming down was played havoc on my knees, just that on that rock screen, not realizing that. I thought going up would be harder. And actually, for me, coming down was harder on my knee joints and everything.
Absolutely. The way up is, it's harder on your lungs, but on the way down, it just beats your knees and your joints up.
Yeah.
Trekking poles can actually make a pretty big difference there, because you can take some of the pressure and the strain off your knees.
Well, I remember talking to, I think it's Ben Rockus over at Backcountry Experience.
Sure.
And I asked him, and he said, well, think of it like a mountain goat, always having, you know, 3 points of contact. And by using the hiking sticks, the trek poles, that what a difference that can make.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those things that I never thought of until somebody handed me a pair and said, give it a whirl.
Yeah.
And boom, it was just a game changer.
Yeah, you're probably like, oh, I'm young, I can do this. And then you're, voila, right? So how long have you been working at San Juan Mountain Association?
So I just started in April.
Oh, okay.
So a pretty fresh start to the area. Uh-huh. I've been in the Four Corners region since 2012 at this point.
Okay.
But new to San Juan Mountains Association and pretty excited about some of the upcoming programs.
Yeah, yeah. So what are some of those programs off the top of your head?
So a couple of the programs that we're really excited about is just this weekend, we kicked off our tiny house educational base camp up
at
the Ice Lakes Trailhead.
Uh-huh.
And so we were gifted a tiny house for the summer from Outdoor Research, and Ben from Backcountry facilitated that as well.
Uh-huh.
And we've got volunteers who are going to be staffing the tiny house and handing out information and answering questions, and we'll hopefully be doing some stewardship projects kind of based out of the tiny house.
And where is it located again?
So it's going to be just at the South Mineral Campground, kind of right there where there's that big parking loop for Ice Lakes, and you can't miss it.
How fun is that? So you get to do that tour often?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've signed up for it a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to play as big a part as I can in that this summer, because it's a very cool program.
Yeah. And then you mentioned too, you guys do a lot of interpretive information, and I'm assuming that also is at sjma.org.
That's correct.
And you can find out all the info.
Yeah. And you know, if you go to the website, we've got all kinds of trip planning resources for the San Juans, and you know, just an awesome place to start your journey with good information and proper planning.
And tons of maps.
Absolutely.
And you even have maps, so, you know, for over like in the Canyonlands, Moab area, places like that within the Four Corners.
Definitely. You know, pretty much we try to keep ourselves well-stocked with maps for kind of everything within a couple hours of here.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got a upcoming trip down to the desert or down to New Mexico, there's a good chance we're going to have the map that you need.
Awesome. Well, we're out of time.
Awesome.
I got to get back to the other interviews, but just want to let you guys know again, it's San Juan Mountain Association, which is sjma.org. Get my acronym right, sjma.org. You're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, and you're located in the Tech Center.
That's
just
correct.
Go up, take the first right, take the first left, and then you're there. Something like that.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Just look for the green trucks. David, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
And also check out the community concerts over at the Rochester. It's every Wednesday night.
5 to 7, and it's a donation of $10 going to all your favorite local charities.
All right, we got to send back to the studios, and you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.